and welcome to our show, Geeks Are Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And I'm your host, Bill, and this week we have Anthony.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Anthony. So there's been lots of fun social media stuff that's been going on recently. And I want to talk about a bit of it.
Okay.
It starts off, though, with a story. I should probably move
kind of story?
The show notes. A story about government conspiracy or government tracking. Not conspiracies, but tracking.
Oh, this one.
How the police secretly took over a global phone network that was being used by organized crime.
Okay.
So what the UK, I shouldn't say, it happened mostly in the UK, but there was this phone that was super encrypted, and the company behind it used end-to-end encryptions, didn't hold anything. They ended up getting attacked by the government. Kept on putting spyware on it, made it so the information could not be deleted from the servers. And that they kept pushing out updates. They realized they weren't going to be able to stop it. They ended up sending out messages going, everyone, hey, we've been, something's going on. We recommend, if you want your end-to-end encryption and all that, don't use us right now. We need to do some major work. In fact, get rid of your phones. They're just like, don't. But the company behind them was initially set up to just make an end-to-end encryption. But a lot of these types of companies, there's only been a couple of them, are majorly used by drug dealers and other crime organizations.
Yep. Makes sense, really. Because if they have end-to-end encryption, then theoretically you can have someone look in on your messages, or well, at least messages halfway through. I don't know if the phone, like the audio portion, is like that or not. But
apparently everything was end-to-end encryption, and it didn't. It was enough to pass stuff through, but nothing was saved on the servers. And that's where the attack was on a specific version of their phone, but they were worried about it going out to all of their phones. And by the time they got that message out, the government had already gotten everything they needed. And they were able to follow text messages live. And where you're fully encrypted with this, you end up saying they got people saying things that were very detailed.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. You think you're safe. You safely say things. And they've gone after other phone companies like this that said, we shut down, or we have this for drug dealers. Threw that person in jail. Yeah, they were crystal clear why they made the type of end-to-end encryption. There's also the personal protection. You were able to secure yourself. I trust that you aren't being spied on by your own government. Because we still like our privacy. We don't probably need, a lot of people don't want this full on like super privacy, but we still would like our privacy. But you also can't just get these phones by walking into a local dealer and be like, hey, I just want a cell phone. In fact, because we even get mad when we find out, oh, for like $15, you can go to insert random phone company, hand them money, and they'll hand you the GPS location for the next week of somebody.
Okay.
Yeah. So that type of stuff also happens on the other extreme. So the fact that this is happening in Europe, and they end up getting a bunch of people, and apparently the CIA has done similar tactics in the past. They created a messaging system that was used by the mafia that also was able to track a lot of this stuff, now goes into the U.S. is looking at banning TikTok because they say it's spyware.
Why do they say that?
Because they did it in the past and they believe that TikTok does it. TikTok was one of the many, many companies that was nailed for copying the information that you copy or that you put on your clipboard on Apple phones. But they're one of many. They just got the biggest news because they're a Chinese company with a US CEO.
I think it's kind of annoying that apps even have access to the clipboard because there's a lot of stuff that goes in there.
There is, but they shouldn't have... They need access, but they don't need all the access.
Well, I don't even know that they technically need access because it could just be the keyboard that types it in. Like, the keyboard just has to have access. Like, images and stuff I think would be kind of weird, but just for simple text entry, that's all you need. Is just to have the keyboard control the pasting.
And this is also, that was also something Apple ended up turning on. They were like, oh, this is there, but it's there for testing, but nobody really use it. So Apple actually was also kind of, they opened it up and they kind of hurt themselves with it.
Yeah.
Supposedly Android users didn't have to worry about it. I'm sure they had the same problems. Among other things, there's also the politicalness. This could have been that TikTok users ended up joining together. You know, the when, like how Twitter was the thing that was being used when Egypt had its, it was the thing that everyone came together in Egypt. TikTok may be this thing that a bunch of Gen Zers are coming together on and doing whatever they want. So it could be something that people are against this now because, oh, this is how they unite. Let's take it down. But you got to be careful when you take down something that takes care of people's boredom.
Because
if your boredom's no longer being taken care of, you got nothing better to do than whatever you... than hate the person that took it down.
Oh, yeah, in that case.
Yes. And it could also hurt economies, but that's for... that is kind of what's going on. I guess it moves into India's. Well, it's actually moving to
India. Did India full on block it?
India full on blocked it. That was one of the, I think, 50 some odd apps that got blocked.
For what reason?
India and China are having a definite, you know, fights against each other. Apparently, 5 Indian military members ended up being killed. India ended up saying that this was not, it wasn't an attack against China why they were blocking these apps, but all the apps they blocked were Chinese-owned companies, were Chinese-created apps.
So, a little suspect.
Yes. No, like, the entire world's like looking at us going like, yeah, it's not for China. Sure. But we understand why you're doing this. And then you have stuff like where TikTok, on the another side, TikTok pulled out of Hong Kong. So TikTok was blocked in India. And there's a little more on that, but I wanted to get into TikTok was then also blocked in Hong Kong, or it got pulled out of Hong Kong. And their idea for that was protection for the company. Because apparently, if you're a social media company that works in China, you have to hand over footage or hand over information. And because they're, oh, we can start identifying people, we can use facial recognition and all this other stuff. And TikTok did not want anything part of that, especially where China and Hong Kong are having their hiccup right now. So if TikTok is not in Hong Kong, they don't have to hand over anything because they aren't in China. The other app that Douyin, I think, is the other app that's similar that's being used in China has deal with it, but TikTok has nothing, won't have anything to do with it then. And it kind of pushes them away from that. We're Chinese.
Okay.
So there's a lot going on with that.
Yeah.
But back on the India being leaving, or India shutting down TikTok, that this is where you get to see the fallout. And there was people who were making, who actually were making, it's a small amount. It's totally a small amount. But there is people who are making somewhere between, like, as you know, some small groups are making like $2,700 a month. And on a bad month, they make $670 a month just for posting videos.
They're TikTokers?
Yeah, they're TikTokers. That's what they do. They are TikTok influencers. They make videos. They occasionally talk about brands. They make money. The higher end people can make $4,000 to $5,300 a month. And this is also money that's not going into the economy anymore. And these people this is also an outlet for them. They were using this stuff. This is something they could just talk to people. They could just be them. And some of them are walking over to YouTube, and like, you know, TikTok had a lot of stuff set up. YouTube, you have to go hunt down the video, or you have to go hunt down the audio. You have to edit your video. You know, TikTok, you can literally just like make, if you get really good at, you make a 60 second video in 60 seconds and you walk away from it.
YouTube kind of has that sort of ish. I will agree though that it's not near as accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have that YouTube studio where you can do just that, or I think you can even just go quote unquote live, which is similar to what Facebook is, where you just stream whatever's on your camera on your phone.
But that's then different from the 15 second to 60 second snippets.
Which YouTube isn't set up for that at all.
And
like it wasn't designed for media like that.
And with that, if you're even going to do it that way, you're not getting revenue from YouTube. You'd have to, again, do it from yourself. Well, and some of these apps do allow the revenue to come through the app to support you. But YouTube, currently, you don't get any mid-roll ads unless your video is longer than 10 minutes. That's why most videos are longer than 10 minutes. So they can get a mid-roll ad so they can make money off it. And YouTube is looking at changing that down to 8 minutes. But that means...
So mid-roll just means there's a ad in the middle of it, right?
Correct.
Whereas otherwise it's usually just at the start or end?
If it, anywhere.
I think they still put one at the start.
Depending on the video and all that, yeah. But if you want the mid-roll, that's, you know, the big money usually.
Yeah. It's also the ones I get, like, whenever I was, like, just a normal YouTube viewing person not paying for it. I really hated getting ads in the middle of it, and I think for a while, it was absurd. Like, you'd get, like, 3 mid-rolls or something. Like, they would just be spaced out, I think. Maybe I'm remembering correctly, but I just hated it. And YouTube, and there's not really much they can do about this, but it kind of just, like, it can make it to where it's very jarring. Like, it'll just appear right in the middle of someone's sentence or something like that. Mid-rolls are kind of weird like that. And maybe they've gotten better since then. I haven't really checked, but...
I have YouTube Premium, so...
Yeah.
I haven't seen an ad on YouTube for so long.
I haven't seen an ad. Like, even before I got Premium, I was using AdBlocker. And I stopped doing that because I actually wanted to support the people I watched, and I just didn't want to deal with ads, so I got Premium. But so even before that, I don't think I've seen an ad unless I was like barely opening up like a browser on a new computer or something, or on somebody else's computer. I haven't seen an ad for like probably 4 or 5 years, maybe more.
Their app, that's one of the things that got me to get into it, was the ads in their apps, because I didn't have any blockers on my phone.
Yeah. Because it's kind of hard to do it. Like, on an iPhone, you basically, like, unless you're, like, if you're on your LAN, like your Wi-Fi, you can put in DNS-based blockers there. But if you're just on the cellular network, the only way to override the DNS is to use a VPN, at least for iPhone. for Android, I think there is a way.
There's a couple options.
Yeah.
Some a little more extreme than others.
I know you definitely can if you're rooted, but...
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't let you override the DNS, but whatever. So you got anything else to say about the TikToks?
Yes.
Okay.
So with India,
mm-hmm.
getting into TikTok, so this is changing. It's now a large groups because India was also their largest downloads. They had, what is it, how many? I forget how many people they had.
Well, I mean, there's a ton of people in India, so.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them have, like, cell phones or whatever, but a lot of them do.
Well, then with the change, that's actually something else, is that it became cheaper to have a cell phone in India. So a lot of people started getting cell phones with this. TikTok was also the social media that wasn't just for the rich English speaking citizens over there. TikTok was actually opening up for so many people. And that's why it was more for a social media for everybody that was over there. And India was one of its largest markets. It was with over 200 million monthly active users. So it actually is a hit to TikTok. It's a hit to these people over there. It's suddenly it affects a lot of these people, even if they're not social influencers, just people just being on there, having fun, doing their thing. It's kind of what I do with it. I just have fun, do my thing. And also, even with the U.S., I really don't see it happening in the U.S.
What, blocking?
I think it's just a ploy for the most part. I don't see it going away in the U.S. If it does, I'm curious what is going to happen with it and who's going to roll in. It's in India, Instagram is trying to take the market.
I mean, out of all the formats, that's the one that's the closest match to TikTok, so...
But they actually have a TikTok clone.
Oh, really?
And it's called Reels. And it currently was being used in Brazil, France, and Germany. So India is the newest country that they're rolling it out in. Which, a lot of companies were trying to take over the TikTok loss. But they don't have the infrastructure like TikTok did. Instagram has the Facebook and the Instagram infrastructure. They have the background. The music, it might be a little weird with that, where they might not have the music and all these, the way it kind of works. But kind of see, but people are allowed to make posts, shorts, like 15-second videos with music or other similar things to TikTok. Because TikTok would go up to a minute. 15 seconds was a format. So it'll be kind of interesting how they're going to go with this and how this is going to roll out. Because if it gets picked up, especially if the government doesn't change anything, and plus then they're like, oh, we block China, but we'll just let America roll right on in. And a lot of the TikTok clones in India are like, India made. So there's a lot of loyalty to the country.
No, that makes sense about there being clones like that.
And there has been. I mean... YouTube was talking, or Google was talking about one, then Google didn't make it, then they handed it over to YouTube. YouTube was going to supposedly make one. Facebook has made two and failed at both of them. Yes, Facebook does own Instagram, but under the Facebook official name, they have made two and they have failed at them. Under the Instagram name, they've been slowly building this one up. So this could be a good big thing for Instagram and a U.S. company, if you care about the country of origin. The Reels supposedly has over 100,000 tracks already that are similar or that can be used by the popular in India music legends with Bollywood tunes and everything like that.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about TikTok having all the nice, well, not nice, but they had tracks, like little tracks that you could just play in the background, or there's even challenges and stuff, right, for them?
Duets, yeah. Well, there's duets and there's reactions. There's, you can have music that you play in the background which a lot of people put in for, you know, upload strictly for TikTok. There's entire songs that are made strictly for the idea of blowing up on TikTok. You can just use sound snippets, like somebody's saying something, and you end up just mouthing along with them, or some movie quote, and you like do a movie scene, but you're just mouthing along, and then people can, if it's a multi-person scene, you can duet it, or you can have an entire screens or things like that.
Okay, yeah. I haven't TikTok, so I don't really know. I only know this little bit from you showing me when you first got it.
And every once in a while when I send you a highlight, what I consider highly interesting video for you.
Well, yeah, I see highlights at this point, but I don't see any, like, yeah, I don't see the actual app anymore.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with because, yeah, social media is bad. It's bad for me.
No. It's not bad.
It's bad for me.
It's not bad.
It's either depressing or it takes all my time. So.
So there's those things. I understand that. It's not always. And that's what I like about TikTok is it's, you get out of it what you look into and what you watch. And they also are changing the algorithm again, which is kind of, it's a good news, bad news thing. It kind of hurts. Then there's the problem is that TikTok has gotten so big that they have to think about how they're moving forward. And YouTube ran into this problem too, is that do you stay loyal to your popular leaders, or do you try to help those that are not at the top rise? And there's always that challenge with social media is, you know, should new talent grow? Because if, you know, otherwise only the old shall stay.
Yeah, but I mean, if they're big enough, the old's going to stay anyways, as long as they don't change too much, or as long as they change the way that their audience wants them to change.
And they might stay.
Yeah, they'll take a hit, but they'll still be the top ones.
And they're not going to keep on growing at this, you know, ridiculous growth rate.
No, because at a certain point, you have all the people.
True. But by changing the algorithm so new can rise, it means that those videos that are being shown to those new people, they're getting being shown their video to everyone. That means you're not on the main page anymore, or even TikTok. You're not on the For You page on YouTube. You're on the front. You're not on the front page. People are watching you because they subscribe to you, not. There's not as many people rolling into your stuff.
They've either subscribed to you or because they've watched you so much that they're just in their feed. Because that happens to me.
But the feed also changes. That's what has
going
on.
I know the feed can change. Like, there is some stuff that will get thrown in there randomly, but if you've watched a channel a lot, it will put their stuff in there and it'll stay like that for months. Because I watched a little bit of a channel. I think it was called Ants Canada or something. It's about ants. I'm not going to say this because I would have got it wrong. Anyways. It's just, I unsubscribed to him because I started not to be interested in it. And that was 4 or 5 months ago. I still get their social posts inside of my feed every once in a while. It's sticky-ish.
You're seeing theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, TikTok ends up having the algorithm where it's between the hashtags, the sound snippets, the type of videos it is, those get more views, or those start showing up on the For You page or the feed. If you unsubscribe from somebody, you actually may never see them again. And I've had that where I'm like, oh yeah, these people are my For You page and they're entertaining enough, but I didn't subscribe to them. I actually lost them when I started tweaking my what I liked a little bit more, because currently it's you watch a video from beginning to end, you like the video, and sharing the video, do major help on it for it being shown on the For You page. The more people that do that, the higher chances are it gets on the For You page.
So is there any way on TikTok to subscribe or follow or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so you still can follow people. And that is a different feed or page section. Because when you open the app, you end up on your For You page. And you just scroll through that. these can be the people you subscribe to, but not guaranteed. Then you have your subscription pay section, and that is another, see, was or the following section, and that is exactly who you're following. You can scroll through theirs. The four, also the other interesting thing is they've talked about putting ads on the following section. They haven't done it yet. The For You page, every once in a while, an ad will pop up. And it's kind of interesting when they do, because you can tell who what advertisers have rolled into TikTok and been like, we're just going to throw the same ad that we throw everywhere else right here. And it doesn't look right. Actually, you're not even a full second in. You're like, this isn't an advertisement. This is not a TikTok video. And you're gone. The good advertisers should kind of roll in and or at least figure out what TikTok's like. And they start making ads that are these little short form snippets. And they just look more natural.
Fit in with the other stuff.
Yeah.
So is it every fourth post like it is on Facebook?
I've had as short as two and I've had a lot in between. I think I've had at least 20 different videos before I saw another ad.
Oh, that's decent at least. Like ever since I found, like someone mentioned that to me, I don't even know where, but ever since I found out that there's one every four posts, I can't unsee it. So maybe it's not like that anymore. I don't get on Facebook that much.
I'm so with Facebook. Facebook isn't my favorite social media. It's not, you know, it's just, it exists. I don't hate it, but I just don't reuse it as much. Like, I think I use it because other people have been like, oh, yeah, this is how I can get a hold of you. I'm like, okay, sure, I just shall exist.
Ask about hey.
Oh, is that what, I did see that. I was like, All right. Well, yeah, I could talk about hey.
Okay, let's hear.
I let it die. I thought about it. I really did think about it. I pondered about it. I almost did decide to pay for it. And then it's like thing of like, oh, we blocked all tracking apps, all tracking emails. I'm like, okay, well, that's cool. And I noticed that they weren't really identifying that they were blocking them. And I ended up working on something that ended up like sending out a tracking email. And I saw that it registered it when I opened my email and hey, and I was like, hey, you're not blocking tracking emails. They're like, oh, well, we'll look into it.
Like track in what way?
Like when you open up your email, it goes, hey, this email's been opened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like they send that stuff and hey was supposed to block that stuff.
Is there any way to block it in like Google or something?
I don't know.
Because I've never even really thought about it. The only time I actually knew it was a thing was with Outlook.
Yes, Outlook can block it. I was very impressed with Outlook. I was starting to like play around with, you know, working with this, and I was like, let's try some things. Found out Outlook, actually, you have to do some stuff to make Outlook accept tracking emails. It's really interesting. So I'm going to do famous last words, and we'll wrap this one up. Maybe we'll do a short and sweet Geeks or Wireless. So, Anthony,
yes,
do you have any famous last words?
No.
Okay. Well, I wanted to tell you something, though.
All right.
Do you know a slice of pie is $2.50 in Jamaica?
No.
Okay. Well, how about this? Do you know that it's $3 in the Bahamas?
Okay.
I just really wanted to let you know that these are the pie rates of the Caribbean.